Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Korea welcomes the Secretary General's timely plan of action with a focus on the prevention of violent extremism. We support the 7 priority areas and recommendations of the action plan, and we are ready to actively engage with the international community for the effective implementation of the plan at the global, regional, and national levels. In doing so, my delegation would like to emphasize the importance of youth education, public awareness, and the prevention of internet utilization for terrorist propaganda. First, as the Secretary General mentioned, the role of youth lies at the heart of international peace and security. We have to create policies for empowering young people, men and women, as take up the causes of peace, prosperity, and human rights. It is also important to address the conditions and factors leading to the rise of radicalization and violent extremism among young people. Second, in empowering youth, education is crucial. Proper and quality education will provide young people with more economic opportunities and a sense of belonging. Education should also include the teaching of common values, namely human dignity, diversity, and tolerance. Based upon the experience of development cooperation, Korea will strengthen the component of education and vocational training in its ODA programs with a tailored approach to CVE in most vulnerable regions. In particular, through President Park Geun-hye's Better Life for Girls initiative, Korea will contribute to the quality of lives of girls in developing countries. Third, we attach high priority to raising the public awareness on the issue of violent extremism. To this end, it is of particular importance to engage the private sector and civil society. The Korean government held a workshop on CVE in collaboration with Hedaya Center of UAE in Seoul last July. It was a very useful occasion to enhance the understanding among the government, academia, and business experts on the push and pull factors of violent extremism and on ways to address the challenges in the regional context. Fourth, we should strengthen our efforts to prevent the internet social media from being used by terrorists. It was through the internet that one Korean teenager was seduced by ISIL propaganda, and he eventually joined the terrorist group only last year. We need to be vigilant in locating and bringing down extremist contents from the cyberspace in cooperation with the civil society and private sector. We also need to actively disseminate counter narratives that could offset the terrorist attempts to use the cyberspace as an ideological battleground. Let me close by informing that the Korean government is currently working on its national plan of action and welcomes input from international organizations, governments, and civil society. Thank you.